Well, hello everyone. Praying that everybody is staying well physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's been kind of a rough time lately, and not being able to meet with the church makes it even more difficult. And as far as for my wife and I, we're doing fine. Everybody's in good shape, and I'm still working 40 hours a week. But certain aspects of our life have changed in the same way that they've changed for you. And the virus has changed the world, and the efforts to cope with it have challenged our nation. So, how well are you coping? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being sheer panic, the sky is falling, to 10, everything is bluebirds and rainbows. I'm guessing you're somewhere in between, hopefully, because we want to stay away from the panic, but obviously not everything is just perfect. And so for this devotion, I'd like to look at Psalm 34, and we're going to see how David coped at a time of great fear in his life. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Then looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saves such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Even evil shall slay the wicked, that they hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Well, this psalm breaks into four sections, and the first three verses are a call for the congregation to join the psalmist in praise. In verses 4 through 7, David declares his deliverance from trouble. And 8 through 14, instructions about the fear of the Lord. And finally, in 15 through the end of the chapter, David declares praise to the Lord. Now, the situation at hand on this can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 21. David is running from Saul, and his plan is to seek safety and with the Philistines, the known enemy of Israel. And David goes to Gath for refuge under the care of King Achish. And when David arrives at Gath, the servants of Achish recognize him. There's been songs written about David. And they repeat a verse from that song that David is known to have slain his 10,000s. And it's at that point that David acts insane. That's, if you know the story, he scratches on the door, he lets his drool run down his beard, and he's acting totally crazy. And at that point, the servants tell the king that David is a madman. We don't want him in our city. He needs to go away. Achish sends him away, and David leaves from Gath, and he goes to the cave Adullam. So, did David experience fear? Well, absolutely. And if he was to act insane in such a way that everyone was afraid of him, obviously he had a fear that allowed him to act ridiculous in front of the king. Were his fears unfounded? No, they weren't. Saul meant to kill David, and he was going to achieve that goal if some intervention wasn't provided. So, what did David do? Well, he practiced social distancing. He got away from Saul, and he went into the cave of Adullam. But as we see in this psalm, David has victory over the fearful situation. We're going to look at the word fear that occurs four times in this psalm. In verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. In verse 6, it says, this poor man cried. So what happened here? David cries out to God, recognizing that he's poor and needy, and David will place his trust in God, and God heard his plea. Implied in the phrase, and the Lord heard him, this goes beyond just hearing the words. The idea behind it is that God listened with love and sympathy and took action to relieve David of his fears. But God did not relieve David of his situation. David's going to continue to live in that cave for some time, and he's going to remain on the run from Saul for 8 years. The Lord removed David's fears, but he did not immediately remove all of David's problems. But in due time, David would come out of the cave and by the hand of God be placed on the throne in victory. When we look at verse 7 and 9, which also have contained the word fear, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them. In verse 9, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. David comes to realize that the fear of God brings deliverance from the fears of life. The Lord is near to those who fear him. He encamps, and there's imagery here as well. The imagery of armies, great armies, with their tents pitched around the city, providing defense and protection for the city. And that's what David wanted his people to recognize, that fearing God was more important than fearing the circumstances at hand. And the circumstances in David's life at that time are dire. They're extreme. But yet, David starts leaning on God with his trust and his faith, and he recognizes that proper reverence and fear before God has more power than his enemies. And David knew that his escape from Achish was not because of his Oscar-worthy acting ability. It was because God moved powerfully to protect his people and to deliver David. So what does David do with all this? How does he respond with his deliverance, with his fears, with his trust in God? Well, he develops a lesson plan. Going to verse 11 of our text material, come, ye children, hearken unto me. This would be like some of our Sunday school teachers with the little kids. Children, come here. Gather in the classroom. We're going to hear about Jesus today. And that's how this is written. Come, children, listen to me, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. Well, what kind of lesson is that going to be? That you have a fear of the Lord. So David addresses his audience, and for us as well, to learn while in dire situations. And David connects to the most basic human element of life. When he looks at these people in verse 12, he says, what man doesn't desire a long life? What man doesn't like to have good days? Well, obviously the answer is all of us want that. None of us want to be sheltered in place. None of us want to hide in a cave. We want long life and we want good days during that long life. David says you can have that internally. The externals may not be exactly how you prefer, but internally you can have that rest. He's talking here that there is a resource for such time that you can be delivered from this situation. That resource is God. In verse 18, The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saves such as be of a contrite spirit. David tells us that God delivers the righteous and is near to the brokenhearted. So David had a learning experience. 8 years of running from Saul would have been a very difficult thing to do. But he was delivered. And when he saw that, he wrote this and wanted other people to recognize that when you have a fear of God, that overcomes your fear of the world. Is this a frightening time for us? Yeah, it is. Absolutely. But the first action to be taken is not to turn on CNN. The first action is to maintain a fearful reverence for God. That's going to have more benefit than every news broadcast you will see from here to this ends. And we must remember that deliverance from a virus or a deliverance from the fear of a virus is going to come from God. To those around us, this is an opportunity to repeat verse 11. Come, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. David used it as a teaching opportunity. We can use it as a teaching opportunity. That's what we want to take from this. There's actually opportunity here for us to present God to people around us. Don't lose that opportunity. We do not have to be gripped by the turmoil seen in the world. The virus may dominate the news and may dominate all the conversations that are around you. And there may be some that will contract this disease. There's no question about it. But for the Christian, don't let it dominate your mind to the point that you speak as hopelessly as the people around you. Speak with hope. Take David's lesson. Hearken unto me, folks. I'll teach you about Jesus. I'll teach you about the Lord. And that is what we want to see. The Lord delivers. He delivers people. He delivers his people. And the real sickness in this world isn't corona. The real sickness in this world is sin. And it has a higher mortality rate than the corona. Let's move forward in this opportunity. Let's not get hopeless like the world. Seek the strength of God, then point others to the God that delivers.